Blog Talk Radio.
Flash it! New thing! This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. No ass to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't.
Because it is important that we understand what's going on. A lot of stuff that I found out, I was looking at this website. Interesting stuff if you want to look at my page. So, without further ado, you can find me on Facebook at george.mango.904. You can also find me on sign-off forms. On Facebook. You can also find me on my website, soundofffarms.com.info.net. That's three F's and an S soundofffarms.com. That's my official website. If you'd like to call in just to chat it up or you want to talk about something, that's totally fine pertaining to this subject. So the area code is 347-989-1014. You can also follow me on Twitter on hashtag soundoff97413. You can also email me at soundoff97413@gmail.com. And we always do it with Ephesians 6, King James Version 6-13. Not with eye service as a man pleaser, but the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. And he masters do the same thing from them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is the respect of the persons with him. Father, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand withstand in the evil day, and having all done to stand. And let the church say amen. Go ahead and kick it right now. Last night we were talking about the NSA and what the NSA was in the past and what it was in the current future. And I'm technically not going over the whistleblower scandal. I'm simply educating you, ladies and gentlemen, about what the Patriot Act is, what these intelligence agency does, and who work for them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think it's just the government, you are upset with the government, and you should be. But the government hires outside contractors, ladies and gentlemen. They hire outside contractors to do what they need them to do as far as stuff that they don't have the personnel to do. For example, if they need to do research, they have a research team in place, but they don't have enough time to do it within a manner, they will go out and contract a research company, and the research company will put the load on them, and they would do their research, and they would get paid billions of dollars, okay? So, I'm going to throw out some names here, and some of these names you probably will know, but these, you have to understand, these contractors have been working with the United States government for a long time, okay? And they are on what they call the U.S. General Service Administration, which is part of the federal government, okay? And in the fiscal year of 2010, contract list total to be $284.7 billion. And in 2009, in contract, it was $294.6 billion in contract. Small business companies total in 97.9 billion dollars, and in 2009 $96.8 billion. Okay, so let's keep this in mind. The contract data, the contract data that was used was for geographical use, marketing use, social economic analysis, as well as measuring, assessing the impact of the inquiries of the policies and management improvements. In the fiscal year 2011, the top five departments by dollars obtained were the Department of Defense, which used $373.6 billion, the Department of Energy, which used $25.1 billion, the Health and Human Services used $19.3 billion, The Department of Veteran Affairs used $17.4 billion, and NASA used $15.4 billion, okay? So, the number one contractor for 2000, I'm only going to go 2010, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to go 2009 because this is the list that we have. We have Lockheed Martin. They were used for aerospace and defense. A Boeing company, defense. The North Grumman company, aerial and defense. The General Dynamic Corporation used for defense. Number five was the Raytheon company, which is also used for aerial and defense. The U.S., number six is the United States Technology Corporation, which is Kano Guadalmari. I don't even know what that is. Let's see. It is the combination of four corporations engaging in an entire different businesses that fall under the corporation group, using the information as a parent company and a subordinate. So it's a multi company thing. So okay. Let's see. Let's go ahead and see. L-3 Communication Holdings Incorporated is communication and defense. The Oklahoma Truck Company is trucks and vehicles. We already talked about the SAIC Incorporation with technology and defense. The Base System PLC is aerospace and dynamics. The Subris Capital Capital Management is private equity. The McKinson Healthcare, number 12, Computer Science Corporation, which is the IT services and IT consulting. We also have the URS Corporation for Engineering. We also have the Beachtel Group, which is engineering and constructing. We have the Booz Allen Hampton Incorporation is consulting. We have the KBR Corporation is engineering, construction, private military company. And, you know, if you're in the military, you know about these people already. Kelly Bryan Root. What I do know is that Vice President Cheney was the chairperson of this company before he retired and became vice president. Just to let you know. And they were established in the Iraqi war to do services. Anyway, you have the Harris Corporation, which is communications. You have the Puma Industry, which is health insurance. The Health Net Incorporation is health insurance, number 21. General Electric Company, 22 is ITT Company. 23 is Bell Boeing Project. Office is Aero Defense. Tri-West Healthcare Alliance Corporation is health benefits. The Government of Canada was given $2 billion and some change. We already talked about the CACI International Corporation, which is what deals with IT services. You have Honeywell International Companies. And I'm going to go over these companies in a little bit, the ones that we're not so familiar with. The Battleton Memorial Institution, which is technology. The Textron Corporation, the Los Alamos National Security LLC, which deals with technology, the Alliance Tech Service, which is aerospace and defense, Supreme Group Holdings SARL Food Supplies. Jacobs Engineering Group, which is engineering contracting. Pirates Corporation, which is engineering and computer. The Adab Damali National Oil Company for our distribution is the oil, which was paid $1 million and some change. Narsar International Corporation is trucks and vehicles. General Atomic Technology Corporation is defense and energy. The United Space Alliance LLC, which is which does the aero technology, space technology. Hewlett Packard Company is computers, systems, and IT systems. Creative Association International Corporation is the international development company. Dell Incorporated is computers and systems and IT services. Mantech International Corporation is the IT service. California Institute of Technology is research and technology. The International Business of Machines Corporation is computers and subject of IT service. Evergreen International Airlines is logistics. Never heard of them before. We'll be looking up them very soon. UT Bechtel LLC Research and Electronic, excuse me, Energy. Lawrence Livermore National Security LLC with research and technology. The Altit Holding Industry is engineering. The Fine Mecca Canonec SPA is aerodynamic, aerospace and defense, and also energy. FedEx Corporation is the courier. Rockwell Collins Industries, the aerospace, which is 51. 52 is the Spectrum Group International, previous precious metals. And that's more self-explanatory. 53 is Mark Incorporated, pharmaceuticals. American Source Virgin Industries is pharmaceuticals. 55 is a public warehousing company that KSC. Is logistics. 56 is CH2M Hill Companies, LTD, engineering and construction. The Marcher Company, which is research. Lockheed Missiles and Space Company, which is aerospace and also defense. The Atlantic Diving Supply Incorporated is logistics. The Shaw Group Incorporated is the engineering and construction, SRA, the international incorporation for its IT service. Mack and Anderson and Forbes Holdings Incorporated is the private equity. You have the Sanofi Advaitis is the pharmaceuticals. Royal Dutch Shell PLC is oil and gas. You have the Prez. The five industry, which is pharmaceutical, the state of California, which gets $1 million, $1 billion and some change. The Cardinal Health Incorporation is the healthcare. BPPC is the gas and oil and gas. Kuwaiti Petroleum Company Corporation, is oil. The Hensel Phillips Corporation is construction. John Hopkins University is research. Court Square Company is private equity. Bobcox and Wilcox Technology Service Y-12 LLC is nuclear power and nuclear weapons, which is very interesting because I thought we got rid of them. They get an annual payment of $901 million in 2010. The Savannah River Nuclear Solutions LLC is energy. The Massachusetts Institution of Technology is research and technology. 76, BL Herbert Holdings LLC is construction. Royal Royce Group PLC is aero. I didn't even know Royal Royce had dealt with aerospace and defense. You have DePew, LLP is accounting and consulting. You have Clark Entertainment, the Clark Enterprise, which is a construction company. You have the Aerospace Corporation, which is aerospace. You got the group CGI Incorporated, the IT service and consulting. You have the Accenture PLC, managing consulting. You got Terratech Industries, which is engineering construction. You have the NANA Region Corporation, which is the Alaskan Native Corporation. No idea what the heck that means, but Cordell Corporation Company, construction company, which is construction. The USI Corporation IT service. You have the Sierra Nevada Corporation, which is aerospace. You also got VSE Corporation, which is engineering and logistics. You also have U.S. Postal Service, a carrier. You have Brookhaven Science Associations, LLC, does research. 91 is the Arctic Slope Region Corporation, was also dealing with Alaska Native Corporation, which is very interesting. The Pew Group, PLC, is a defense group. The Cyro Group, PLC, is a government service. 94 is the Mission Essential Personnel LLC, which is personnel service. AT&T Incorporated is communication. The University of Chicago, Allegran LLC, which is research. The Afrogo Native Corporation was also an Alaska Native Corporation. G4S PLC is security. Combat assistance is defense. And now we're at 100. You have the AEOME Technology Corporation, which deals with engineering. Okay, so the LC Corporation that we talked about is a corporation that that commands and controls communication, information, surveillance, and reconnaissance systems and aviation, ocean production, training, ISIS, and space and navigation. I mean, they deal with the Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. government agencies like NSA, the aerospace contractors, and also commercial telecommunication and wireless. Okay, the headquarters is in New York. I'm not going to go over all the stuff that they're into because it really, to me, that means that's whatever they do, you know, and I'm just giving you the information. Honeywell International Incorporated is an American conglomerated company that provides a various commercial and products, engineering services, and aerospace systems for a wide variety of customers. For private customers to major corporations, also government. They are, they deal with thermostats. They do a lot of thermostats, computer equipment, missile guiding, what else they got? They also find wear and use materials, whatever that's for. Battelle Memorial Institution is a private nonprofit applied science and technology department company headed in Ohio. It's a charitable trust organization with a nonprofit corporation under the laws of the state of Ohio that is exempt from tax exemption. They do scientific and education profits, okay? The Institute opened in 1929, but traced its origins to 1923, Bill of Ohio industrialist Gordon Battelle, which provided its creation. The Battelle is now an international science and technology enterprise that explores emerging areas of science development and communicative commercialized technology and manages laboratories for consumers, okay? And so they dabble in customer and advanced manufacturing and design, infrastructure and cyber information, also environment, to agribusiness and also alternative energy. They also deal with gas and oil, and also chemicals and utilities. They've got a whole, they deal with STEM, which is what we which is important. STEM education, the standard of excellence, STEM learning, networking, and workforce development. That's what it stands for. They also deal with the NSA, and they do life science research. They do other things too, but I'm going to go ahead and skip it so you can look up yourself. You got Tryon. Tryon is a American industrial conglomerate that includes Bell Helicopter, Theseus Aircraft Company, Greenlee, among others, founded by a Royal Little 23 special yarn company, and its headquarters is located in Rhode Island. It is total with net worth is $12.2 billion, has approximately 32,000 employees in 29 countries. It's pretty much self-explanatory. They do a lot of aviation, flying things in that nature. But they also there's the Los Alamos National Security. It is a private limited liability company formed by in the University of California. Formed by the University of California and some other people. It is currently operated for the Department of Energy and the National Nuclear Security Administration. The Evergreen International Air. It is a cargo airline based out of Oregon. It operates contracts for freight service and also charter and other scheduled flights, as well as wet lease service. I don't know what wet lease is, but it operates in the service of the United States military, also the U.S. State Postal Service. The crew is based out of the John F. Kennedy Airport. Cox and Wilcox is a U.S.-based company that provides design, engineering, manufacturing, construction, and facilities and management service to nuclear, renewable, fossil power, industrial, and government customer worldwide. The B&W ballers support more than 300,000 megawatts of installed capacity over 900 countries around the world. Okay? And the employees they have is 12,700 people in addition to the approximately 10,400 joint employees. This is something that we should keep our eye on because this is a company that will help us in the future, I would suppose, engineer great ways to have power. The Rolls-Royce Group PLC is a British multinational power system company headquartered in the city of Windsor, London. It is the world's third largest most aircraft engineer and also has major businesses in the marine, supersonic, and the energy source. There are defense-related activities in the world's 18th largest defense contractors, measured by the 2010 defense revenues. It has an announced a book of 662.2 pounds. That's billion pounds for the English. At the end of 2011, Rolls-Royce is listed in London Stock Exchange and is consisted of the FTSE at 100 index. Nor here nor there, I'm not really interested in that that point. And let me make this specifically clear. The reason why I'm going over these things is because this is when you're talking about the budget, right? When we're talking about Obama, we're talking about all these things that people say that we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you say, is it necessary to have on the payroll of the United States of America so many aerospace and defense corporations? Is it really necessary? Is it so necessary for us to have all these research departments? What do you say? Well, yes, George, it creates jobs. Hey, I ain't going to fight that, right? I'm not going to fight that. But what I will fight is when you start, and I say you, I'm talking about the people who always want to go and run their mouths about how and why we don't have this and why we don't have that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a person who understands finances and you do the finances at your house, this is where the rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen. You can go and say, okay, we're this much $1 trillion in debt. What's the physical budget for the whole year? You go, you get your numbers, then you go, and then each specific department will have how much they are getting for that fiscal year. And then you do the math. Then you find out where the excess or the excess is in the spending. Now, we don't know the full details because sometimes they have what they call the black budget. And if it's in the black budget, which the NSA has, we don't even know where that money goes because they won't let us know. Okay? So once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason why I am bringing this stuff up and I'm specifically breaking it down for you so you have an idea where the United States is spending their money per department. Now, this is only a small fraction, ladies and gentlemen, of what I know. I mean, I'm just going off of what they tell publicly. And you tell you the truth, I don't even know it's all factual. Because you know how people, I mean, people in the government, they like to throw stuff out there and let you go get it and then let you play with it. But I believe that these companies do exist, and whether they exist or not, they're listed on the books. And once again, if we want to talk about the government, we must hold them accountable. Okay, here we go. So the NANA Region Corporation is one of the 13th Alaskan Native Region Corporations created by the Alaskan Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 in the settlement of the Alaska Native Land Claim. The NANA was incorporated in Alaska June 7, 1972. The NANA is a for-profit corporation that is a land-based Kuhuvabu area in northwest Alaska. Its corporation office in Kuhuvabu, Alaska. NANA Alaska Native shareholders are the Inuit descendants, which they call Eskimos, but you would be called them Eskimos, but the politically correct names of saying Eskimo and their race would be an Inuit. The Northwest Atlantic Native Association was their predecessor. It played a key role in the efforts to revive the Atlantic lands. Excuse me, I'm having a problem tonight. lands claimed by the farmer people who claimed them. Okay, and NANA is not an acronym today. I want to stay here for a minute though. Okay, and the reason why I want to stay here for a minute And I know, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know, oh, Lord, they got a department and everything. I know you're going to, listen, I'm going to bring this up real quick. I'm going to bring it up, and the reason why I'm going to bring it up is because we have to talk about this sooner or later because the weather's getting crazy, okay? All right. So, this land, they have their website, which is nice. It looks nice. Nice little website here. But we're not going to talk about it. Got to have something else. All right? So, check this out. The business opportunities they have hotels, they have a managing service that is out of North Carolina that's there. They do construction and support. They also have another facility that does energy and all that stuff. See another energy company. And also one that does information technology, and then they also have oil fields, as we all know. Okay, so I'm gonna get off of that. The Atlantic Slope Region Corporation is another one of those things for the Inuits that they run out of that corporations, which one of those businesses is the aerospace corporation, also energy, the construction. There's a service center. There's a construction holding company. There is a education foundation at the top of the world. And let's see. I think I got the Rayon Corporation. Now, I don't want to talk about them. They do some great things. They make weapons and guns and all that stuff. But they were. Caught up in a scandal millions of times, but we're not going to go over that because they do some great things, and I want to stay positive, especially for our military. They make tons of missiles. They also make lasers as well. They make radioactive material. They also do communications for the Navy. And the Air Force, excuse me, the Marine Corps. They also have satellites, space tracking surveillance systems, ballistic missile devices. And we're going to get to this tracking. Let's see if it's there. Okay. So that's them. They also do, like I said, they do radars and They have all kinds of neat things on there. You should go check them out and see see what they do. Let's see, what else can I say about this company without totally trashing them? Because I don't want to do that. But they're part of the system, ladies and gentlemen. They're part of this. They're part of the system. And they also have other categories of products that they do. Majority of these things that I saw here were having to do with rockets and missiles and artillery like we use in the Army. I'm going to keep this page up for myself because I need to do something later. Let's see here. This is a list of the United States defense contractors around the world. Now, this is very interesting. So, there, like I said, there's other defense contractors that specifically work with the DOD. And when I'm talking about the DOD, ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about the different military groups in a whole, okay? If you go to this website, you would be very surprised. I mean, there's a lot of American corporations in there, and they're actually doing some good work. I would say good work, but I would say they're creating jobs and putting people to work, and people were employed. But the thing about it is it's very risky when you work with the United States government or any other government, because they are subject to cancellation on their contracts. So that puts people out of work as well. But these people employ a lot of different people. I see Switzerland, I see Ireland, I see Germany, I see Canada, I see Switzerland, I see Kuwait, I see Germany. I see Puerto Rico, I see Turkey, I see Brazil, I see the UK, Hong Kong, Italy, I see South Africa, let's see what else, I see Turkey, I said Turkey already, I see Japan on the list, I see France, I do not know this country, and I apologize, usually I know my country, Poland, okay, that's the Polish flag, and I apologize for that. I know a lot of flags. Israel's on there as well. Ukraine is on there. I think one more. Let's see. I do not know this one. So, and once again, I apologize for this. I should know it, but it is. I believe it to be Belgium. It says Belgium. I should know Belgium, but I don't know off the top of my head. Okay, so those are the different countries that are there. One more country. I'm sorry, I said Italy, but that's Italy, and the other one must be Ireland. Those are a little tricky for me. Let me make sure that I don't know if I said Ireland or not, but it is the Republic of Ireland. So I apologize for misinterpreting your colors with the Italian colors. So, yeah. Anyway, so also there's – I'm going to save this page because they said the top 50 defense contracts for the Army, for the Navy, for the Air Force, for the Defense Logistics, and other agencies, the parent companies and all this. I'm going to save this for another day when I start talking deeper about other things. Let's see. I'm going to keep that page up. Let's general or not, I'm going to close this down. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get into the real talk, you know, the talk that we've been waiting for, you know, since Monday, okay? So, in case you don't know, the whole intelligence community is under what our United States government calls the United States Senate Select Committee of Intelligence, sometimes referred to the SSCI. It determines the oversight of the United States intelligence community, the agencies and the bureaus of the federal government of the United States who provide information and analysis for leaders of executive and legislative branch. The committees was established in 1976 and the 94th Congress. The committee is selected if its membership is temporary and rotating among members of the chamber. The committees comprise of 15 members. 8 of those seats are reserved for one majority and one minority leader member in each of the following committees. First committee is the Appropriations. The second one is the Armed Service. The next one is the Foreign Relations. And the last is the Judiciary. Of the remaining 7, 4 out of the 7, 4 of the members are majority and 3 of the members are minority. In addition, the minority leader and the majority leader are non-voting ex officio members of the committee. As part of the oversight responsibility, the committee performs an annual review of intelligence budgets submitted by the president and prepared legislation authorizing appropriations for various civilian and military agencies and departments comprising of the intelligence community. These entities include the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the National Reconnaissance Office, as well as the intelligence-related components of the Secretary of State, Department of State, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Treasury, and the Department of Energy. The committees make recommendations to the Senate Armed Service Committee on authorization for the intelligence-related components of the United States Army, the United States Navy, the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Marine Corps. The committees also conduct periodic investigations, audits, and inspections of the intelligence activities and programs. Now, that last one is very, very important. When was the last time that this committee do a periodic investigation, audit, and inspection on any of these institutions that we just said? I'm referring to the intelligence community. That would be, for me, that would be a very first starting point if I was a senator. Because, listen, if they're supposed to do a periodic investigation, audit, and inspection of everything that there is, that means that some heads are going to be rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, where do we live? We live in the United States of America, and then we try to implement checks and balances. And when we try to implement checks and balances, somehow things slip through the cracks. Now, I know a lot of people always talk about wanting to have some type of checks and balances, or want to blame people, but it is this institution and this situation that causes people to lose faith in the government because they're not being consistent in their jobs. Not being consistent in their jobs. The Senate leader, 14 out of 15 current members of the committee, proposed to create the creation of a new Senate Appropriation Subcommittee on the intelligence of preparing an annual intelligence budget. The proposed subcommittee, on which the members of the intelligence community would be heavily represented, which includes the committee's influence and the leverage over the executive branch intelligence agencies, and require continuing disclosure of the annual budget for the national intelligence programs. The proposal has been opposed by the leadership of the Senate Council. However, currently that the people that are sitting in the 113th Congress right now sits Dianne Frankenstein, I don't want to mess up her name, I'm probably dead, from California, she's the chair. Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, Ron Wyden of Oregon, Barbara McTashey of Maryland, Mark Udell of Colorado, Mark Warner of Virginia, Martin Henrich of New Mexico, Angus King of Maryland. Those are the people that sit in the majority. In the minority sits Sackby Chamblitz from Georgia is the vice chair, Richard Burr, North Carolina, Jim Ritz, Idaho, Dan Coates is from Indiana, Marco Ruby from Florida, Susan Collins from Maine, and Tom Huberg from Oklahoma. Now, the ex officio would be called Carl Livens from Michigan and Henry Reed from Nevada, which are the majority. And in the minority is John Inhofe of Oklahoma and Mitch McKinley from Kentucky. Now, these are the people that are controlling these things at the current, okay? whether they have done any hearing, give me a second, and I'll pull it up. Let's see if they have. They had a briefing of the matter that's postponed. I'm not going to go to the recent stuff because we know the recent stuff, you know, it's always going to be about, you know, what's going on, you know. Let's see. You know what? I apologize. I will stay in this because this is good. So they have had quite a few hearings. The last one they had was this month on the 13th, and let's see, the hearing was a closed hearing. That was today at 2:30. So let's see here, another close. So okay, we had a lot of closed hearings. Let's see, on the March 14th, they had an open hearing. Let's see, the current and projected national security threats in America, witness an opening statement by Honorable James R. Clapper. Let's see, statements for the record. And I believe, I'm not going to go through it. It's a lot of information. It's like 34 pages. I really don't feel like going through it. But it's something that, you know, we should talk about and look at, okay? So, now, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. Remember what I said. The Patriot Act, ladies and gentlemen, the Patriot Act, and I know we went over these before, but I just want to go and rebuild it so you have an understanding where we're coming from last week. And the U.S. Patriot Act of 2001 is the act of the U.S. Congress that was signed into law by President George W. Bush on October 26, 2001. The title of the act is 10-letter Bracanim. It should be acronym, not Bracanim, Bracanim, whatever. The United States Patriot Act. It stands for Unity and Strengthening America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept obstruct Terrorism Act of 2001. Okay? And this comes on the cliff of the 9/11 attack, of course, and the significant weakness or restrictions of the law enforcing agencies gathering the information of intelligence within the United States expanded the Secretary of Treasury's authority to regulate financial transactions, particularly those involving foreign internationals and entities and abroad, to the discretion of the law enforcement and immigration authorities in detaining and deporting immigrants suspicious of terrorism-related actions. The action expanded the definition of terrorism in the fact of domestic terrorism, thus enlarging the number of activities in which the United States Patriot Act expanded law enforcement powers could be applied. Now, but it's very, 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 very important that we understand what's going on here. So at that point, this act that was passed by Congress gave the Department of Treasury and other intelligence agencies or entities to be able to do whatever they pretty much whatever they wanted to. If they asked for it, they got it without any red tape and saying, hey, hold up, whatever. Okay, so it sped up the process. First of all, you have to understand operations takes money. So if they already allotted $20 billion for that budget, they are saying that they are allowing these departments to get more money from the government. They don't. I mean, that's what they're saying, right? And in 2011, President Obama signed the Patriot Sunset Extension Act of 2011, a four-year extension of the three key provisions in the Patriot Act: roving, wiretapping, searching of business records, the library records provision, and conducting surveillance of the lone wolf individual suspected of terrorism-related activities not linked to terrorist groups. And we've touched on that the other time like that, but I want y'all to understand these things, and I want you to understand very specifically, okay? Because these are you really can't see the white lining underneath, or the white writing underneath, the small writing underneath the letters, unless you understand it, okay? So, the expansion of the national security and the FBI were able to search telephones, emails, and financial records without court order. The expansion of the access for law enforcement agencies to business records, including libraries and financial records. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're saying to you is, if you are a suspected lone wolf, and what is that? That's like, the McVeigh guy, or the Charles Manson, you know, the suicide bomb or the shoe bomb. People who work individually, they don't need all the other distractions. They got that one, they've got their own little cell that they're working in. They're able to, if you are suspected on that list, they are able to go and see what you have done every day of your life that you have become a citizen. I mean, they're checking everything. Library books you've been checked out, what school you went to, who you called, who was your first call. I mean, they're tapping into all that stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They're tapping into it without restriction. Without restriction. Now, since it has passed, the several legal challenges behind brought against the act, the federal courts have ruled that a number of the provisions are unconstitutional. Many of these acts, the provisions were to the sunset beginning of 31st, 2005, approximately 4 years after the passage. The month preceding a sunset date, the supporters of the act pushed to make it a sunsetting provision permanent. The reauthorization bill of the supplementary charges to the several sections of the act, while the White House reauthorized the bill, keeping most of the act's original language. The two bills were then rekindled in the conference committee that recognizes the senators and both Republicans and Democrat Party for ignoring civil liberty concerns. The bill, which removed most of the changes in the Senate's version, passed Congress in March 2nd, 2006, and signed by President Bush. Now, I'm about to throw out at you some stuff, okay? And we're gonna look at them in depth. I know y'all say, what do you say? In depth. But I said in depth. Patriot Act had made a number of changes to the U.S. law. Key actions changed were in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, the Electronic Communication Privacy Act of 1996, the Money Laundering Control Act of 1986, the Bank Act, and as well as the Immigration and Nationality Act. Okay? So, bear with me real quick. We're going to go ahead and look at this. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978 was put in law to proceed for physical and electronic surveillances and collection of foreign intelligence information between foreign powers and the agents of foreign powers, which may include American citizens and permanent residents suspected of espionage or terrorism. The law did not apply outside of the United States. The law had been repeatedly amended since September 11th. Now, the FASA results of a extreme investigation by the Senate Committee into the legitimacy of the domestic intelligence activity. These investigations led separately by Sean Alba. As a result, President Nixon's uses of federal resources to spy on political and activist groups, which violated the Fourth Amendment. The act was created to provide judicial and congressional oversight over the government's covert surveillance activities of foreign entities and individuals in the United States while maintaining the secrecies needed to protect national security, not allowing surveillance without court order within the United States for up to 1 year unless the surveillance were adequate to contend to any of the communications within the United States person is a party. If a United States person is involved, judicially authorized were required within 72 hours after the surveillance had began. The Bush administration warrantless domestic wiretapping program in 2005 described as the program of a warrantless domestic wiretapping ordered by Bush administration and carried out by the National Security since 2002. And subsequently, the Bloomberg article suggested that this may have been done, even began sooner, since June 2000. For some of the most proposed are including electronic surveillance and physical searches. The foreign powers, meaning that the foreign government of any factors of government, foreign government not subsequently composes of the United States person of any entity directed or controlled by the foreign government. The definition also includes groups engaging in international terrorism and foreign policy, foreign political organizations. The section of the FATA authorizing electronic surveillance and physical search without court orders specifically excluded those that advocated in the groups or engaging in the international terrorism. The status of the include limits on how it may be applied to the United States citizen. A U.S. person, includes citizens, lawfully admitted permanently resident aliens and corporations, included the United States. The electronic surveillance must be obtained by intelligence in the United States on foreign powers of such of the enemy or the agent or the spy or the individual connected to the international terrorist group. Use the FATA, government must show plausible clause that target the surveillance of foreign powers. So basically what it means is that if an American citizen is dealing or tampering with somebody that is abroad, then they are able to be surveillance, but they have to get a 42-hour surveillance was approved by George Bush and the Patriot Act. They had to ask permission 72 hours before they were able to go and put on surveillance for them. Now they don't have to ask for permission, okay? The Electronic Communication Privacy Act was enacted in the United States Congress to extend government restriction on wiretapping from phone calls to include transmission of data, electronical data by computer. Specifically, the ECPA was a amendment to Title III in the Obama's Crime Control and Safe Streets Act of 1968, the wiretapping status, which was primarily designed to prevent unwanted government access to private electronical communications. The ECPA also added new provisions prohibiting access to stored electronic communication. The Stored Communication Act, 18 U.S. State Code 2701-12. The ECPA also included so-called PIN and TRAP provisions that permitted the tracing of phones and communications. That would be USC 3121-27. The ECPA has been amended by the Communication Association to the Assistance to the Law Enforcement Act, which is called the CALA. In 1994, the Patriot Act in 2001, and the United States of America Patriot Act reauthorized acts in 2006. and the SASA account amendments in 2008. The law entitled federal agencies to subpoena 180 days by emails. It says the electronic communication means by transferring the signals, writing, images, sounds, data, or intelligence of any nature of transmission in a whole or in parts of the wire, radio, electrical, magnetic, photoelectronic, or the photo-optical system that affects interstate or the foreign commerce, but does not include A, any wire or oral communication made through a phone-only paging device, B, any communications from a tracking device, as defined in Section 3117 of this title, or D, electronic transfer information stored in financial institutions and communications used in electronic storage and transmission of the funds. Title I of the ECA protects wire, oral, and electronic communications while in transmission. It sets down requirements for search warrants that are more strenuous than in other settings. Title II of the ECPA, the Stored Communication Act, protects the communication held in the electronic storage, most notable messages stored in computers. It protects weaker than those of the Title I. However, it does not impose tightly standards for warrants. Title III, a PIN register or catch or trace device in records, dialing, receiving, addressing, signal information using the process in transmission wires, electrical, electronic communications without a court order. The laws imitate the federal agencies to subpoena email. Okay? Lot of stuff to talk about on that one. All right? So then there's the Money Laundering Control Act, which is part of this, part of the Patriot Act thing. Says that it was established for money laundering of federal crimes. It was passed in 1986. It consists of two sections, 18 SCU 1956 and 18 SUSC 1957. It is the first time in the United States criminalization of money laundering. Section 1956 prohibits individuals from engaging in a financial transaction while proceeding that which generated from the certain specific crimes known as the specific unlawful activity, which stands for SUA. In addition, the law requires that an individual specifically intended to make the transaction to a concourse to the source, ownership, or control of the funds. There is no minimum threshold of money, nor is there any requirement that the transaction success is actually adjusted to the money. However, the financial transaction has been broadly defined and need not involve financial institutions or even a business, merely passing money from one person to another as long as it is done in the intent to discuss the source, owner, ownership, location, and the control of the money has been deemed in a financial transaction under the law. Section 57 prohibits the spending in the excess of $10,000 derived from the SBA, regardless of whether the individual wishes to discuss of it or not. This carries a lesser penalty than money laundering, and under the money laundering statute, requires that the money pass through the financing facility. Okay, so let me try to break this down for you real quick. In the movie Bourne, the Legacy, when the director of Spain tried to transfer money over to another country, they already found and tracked that money. they held the money until they were able to locate exactly where he was, get all the assets into place, and then they released the funds. So in other words, what they're saying is they can control the transaction going to one person to another person. But what they can't do is they can't tamper with a larger amount of money depending on what it's actually for. So I mean, it's kind of slippery and slopely the way that it was written. I need to go back and actually read the whole thing so I can get a greater understanding. But that is how what they're saying. If you want to reference that point, they're also called the Bank Security Act of 1970. The BSA, or other words known as the Currency and Foreign Transaction Reporting Act, requires that financial institutions of the United States that assist the United States government agencies to detect and prevent money laundering. Specifically for the act requires for financial institutions to keep records of cash purchases of negotiable instruments and file reports of cash purchases of that negotiable instruments of more than $10,000 daily aggressive amounts, and to report specifically activities that signify money laundering, tax evasion, or other criminal activities. Many would no longer sell negotiable instruments when they are purchased with cash, requiring the purchase to withdraw from the account of the institution. Now, let me say this for my listeners. This right here is a very dangerous act, and let me tell you why. This is where you get where you can't keep more than $10,000 in your home. The people say, well, you know, I don't want to store my money in a bank and blah, 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 right? So check this out. It says a United States citizen must file a FBAR if they have a financial interest or authority over a foreign bank account that has an aggressive value of $10,000 at any point in the year. Additionally, they must report the account of the Schedule B on the form of 1040 tax form. The FBAR should be filed separately from the U.S. Treasury by June 30th of each year. So listen, so if you got money overseas and all this stuff, but let me tell you how crazy this is, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't say crazy, but it's funny, because not only do they want to track how much money you have, but they also want to track how much money that you have on your person. So if any police officer would ever come into your house and you have more than $10,000 in your person, then you are considered to be breaking this law, which is pretty funny, because it's your own money, right? You think it's your own money, but you can't have more than $10,000 in your person, nor more than $10,000 in a foreign agency, foreign country, and if you do, you have to report it to the IRS, because they want your money. They don't, I don't understand. You don't own your money. Okay, listen, we make, an average, middle class people, we make an average maybe $10,000, you know, but we spend our money. What happens to the money that you put in your savings account and it's over $10,000? What do you got to do? You got to report that money as assets into your 1040. So, like I said, this right here, man, I tell you, it is very, 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 very funny. Let me read this, okay? So the Currency Transaction Report, which is what they call the CTR, must be filed each in the, each deposit, withdrawal, exchange of currency, and other payments are transferred by, through, or the financial institute in which they're involved in the transaction of the currency of more than $10,000. The multiple currency transaction must be treated as a single transaction if a finance facility has knowledge that A, they are conducted by or behalf of the same person, and B, they result in the cash receiving and the disposition by the financial institution for more than $10,000. The finance center form 105 reports international transformation of currency and monetary instruments. So, you know, if you have money and you're transferring it from bank to bank and you got large transactions going on, ladies and gentlemen, these people will pick it up and you will report it to the FBI. All right? I mean, that's as simple as that, okay? The last act was the Integration and Nationality Act of 1952. We already know it needs to be restructured. It needs to be put. But the most interesting thing is there's a lot of people who get to go through these loopholes through these acts. Whether you believe that that foreign people should be in our country or not, I mean, that's for another time, another day. And I will get into the nitty-gritty of that because it's important to talk about the nationalization and immigrancy and all that stuff. But you know what? Man, this country was built on immigrants. So, whatever, man. All right. So, now that we've talked about that, let's go back to the Patriot Act. Okay? The act itself could, about the September 11th attack on New York City and the Pentagon, okay? We are going to look at the actual bill itself, all right? So the bill itself, let me get the correct bill. The public law, they call it public law 107-296, the 107th Congress. The act was to establish the Department of Homeland Security and for other purposes. Be enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America in the Congress Assembly. All right. So, we're going to go down and we're going to look at this, okay? A lot of papers. A lot of it, okay? It's 182 pages. Now, you see, the thing about me is I always tell people, listen, don't listen to CNN, don't listen to ABC. Listen, this stuff is public knowledge. It's out there for you to go look at. Go look at it. Read it. I mean, I know y'all, you know, some of y'all much smarter than I am. But get off your lazy butt and stop reading science fiction and all them other stuff and all these autobiographies and read the laws that are being passed so you can understand, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't understand it, I'm sure there's a law professor in your city that if you go and ask to talk to them, they will probably help you out. or if you have somebody who has a knowledge about it, this kind of stuff. I mean, of course, it's what they call lawyer jargon. What is he talking about? All right, so, we're going to be on section two of this. It's of the 6th United States Code 101, Section 2, Definitions. In this act, the following definitions apply. 1. Each of the terms American homeland and homeland means the United States. 2. The term appropriated congressional committee means any committee of the House of Representatives or the Senate having legislative or oversight of judiciary understanding of the rule of the House, of the rule of the House of the Representatives and the Senate, respectively, over the matters of being concerned. 3. The term assets include contracts, facilities, properties, records, undergated or unexpanded balances and of appropriation and other funds and sources other than the personnel. The term critical infrastructure has the meaning given that terms in section 1016E, the public law 107-56, 42, United States Code 5195C, in parentheses E, the term department means the Department of Homeland Security. 6. The term emergency response providers includes federal, state, and local emergency public safety, law enforcement, emergency response, emergency medical, including hospital emergency facilities, and related personnel, agencies, and authorities. The term executive agent means that the executive agents of the military department as defined respectively in section 105 and 102 of the Title V United States Code. Number 8, the term functions include the authority, powers, rights, privileges, immunities, programs, projects, activities, duties, and responsibilities. Number 9, the term key resources means public or privately controlled resources essential for minimum operations of the economy or the government. The term local government means a county, municipality, city, town, township, local public authority, school district, special district, interstate district, council of governments, regardless of whether the council of the governments is incorporated with a nonprofit corporation under the state law, region or interstate government entities or agencies or nationalities of the local government. B, on an Indian reservation or authorized tribal organization, or in Alaska, a native village or Alaskan region native corporation. C, a rural country, unincorporated town or village, or other public entities. 11, the term major destructure has to mean be given by section 102, in parentheses 2, of the Robert T. Stanford Destruction Relief and Emergency Asset Assistance Act, 42 U.S. State Code 5122. 12. The term personnel means officers and employees. 13. The term secretary means the Secretary of Homeland Security. 14, the term state means many states of the United States, the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, the Commonwealth of the North Marlin Islands, and many proposition of the United States. The term terrorist may mean many activities that A, involve an act that 1, is dangerous to human life or potential destruction to critical infrastructure or key resources, 2, is the violation of the criminal law of the United States and any other state or any other subdivision of the United States, B, appear to be intended, 1, to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, 2, to influence the policy of the government by the intimidating or coercing, or 3, to affect the conduct the government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping. 16, alpha, the term United States, when used in the geographical sense, means that any state of the United States and the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, America, Samoa, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, and any possessions of the United States and any waters within the jurisdiction of the United States. B. Nothing in this paragraph or any other provision of this act shall be constructed to modify the definition of the United States for any purpose of the Immigrants or Nationality Act or any other Immigration or Nationality Act. Section number 3, construction and survivability. Any provision of this act is held invalid or unenforceable by its terms or applied to any person or any circumstance shall be construed so that it is given to the maximum effect of the permitted by the law unless some holding shall have been, one have uttered invalidation or unenforceability in which the event had prevented shall be deemed severable from the act and should not be affected by the remaining therefore of the application of such provisions of other of the persons not similar situations are the others dismissal or situation. Six Uniform Code 101 note section 4 effective date. This act should take place 60 days after the date of the enforcement. Title 1, Department of Homeland Security, 6 Uniform Code 111. Section 101, Executive Development Department Mission. Alpha, established there is an establishment of a Department of Homeland Security of the Executive Department of the United States within the meaning of Title 5 of the United States Code. B, mission, number 1. In general, the primary mission of the department is to alpha, prevent terrorist attack within the United States. B, reduce the vulnerability in the United States to terrorism. C, minimize the damage and assist in the recovery of the terrorist attack that do occur within the United States. D, carry out all functions of entitlements transferred to the department, including the actions of a focal point regarding the nature and the mandated crisis in the emergency planning. Echo, ensure that the functions of the agencies and the subdivisions within the department that are not related directly to the security of the Homeland Security are not diminished or negated, excepted by the specific expulsion act of Congress. Alpha, Foxtrot, ensure that overall economic security of the United States is not diminished by effects or activities and the programs aimed to secure the Homeland Security and Gulf. monitor connections between legal drug trafficking and terrorism coordination effects to serve such connections and otherwise contribute to the effect of the indirect illegal drug trafficking. Two, responsibilities for the investigation and the prosecution. Terrorism, except as specifically provided by law with the respect of the entities transferred by the department under the Act, primarily responsibility for the investigation and the prosecution act of the terrorism should be vested not in the department, but rather in the federal, state, local law enforcement agencies with the jurisdiction over the act in question. Section 6 Uniform Code 112, Section 102, Secretary Sumption. Secretary, Alpha Secretary. Number one, in general, there is a general secretary there is a Secretary of Homeland Security appointed by the President by and with the advice to consider to the Senate. Two, head of the department. The secretary is the head of the department and shall have direct authority and control over it. Three, function vice in the secretary. All functions are official officers and employees, organizational units of the department, and vested in the secretary. Bravo. Functions. The secretary, number one, expect as otherwise provided by this act, may delegate any of the secretary's functions to any officer, employee, or organization or unit of the department. Two, shall have the authority to make contracts, grants, and cooperation agreements and enter into agreements with other executive agencies as many as may be necessary and proper to carry out the secretary's responsibility under this act or otherwise prevent by law. Three, shall take reasonable steps to ensure that the information system and database of the department are capable with each other and will appropriate the database in other departments. Charlie, coordination with non-federal entities. With respect to the Homeland Security, the Secretary shall coordinate through the Office of the State and local coordination, etc., established under the Section 801, including the provision of training and equipping with the state and local government personnel and agencies and their authorities, with the private sector, and with other entities, including one corresponding with the state and local government personnel, agencies, and authorities, with providing sectors to ensure adequate planning, equipment, training, and exercising activity. Two, coordinating and appropriate consolidating the federal government's communications and systems of communication related to the Homeland Security with the state and local government personnel, agencies and authorities and private sectors, other entities and public, and three, distributing and appropriating coordination with the distributing of warnings and information of the state and local government personnel, agencies, authorizing and to the public. D, meeting of the National Security Council. The secretary may, subject to the direction of the President, attend and participate in meeting of National Security Council. Echo, insurance of the regulation. The insurance of the regulations by the Secretary should be governed by the provision of the Chapter 5 of 5, Title 5, under the United States Code, except as specifically provided in this Act, in law granting regulative authority that are transferable by this Act, and in laws entitled after the date of entitlement of this Act. Foxtrot. specific assistance of the secretary. The secretary shall appoint an assistant secretary to the secretary who shall be responsible for, one, creating and fostering strategic communications with the private sector to enhance the primary mission of the department to protect American homeland. Two, advising the secretary on the impact of the department's policy, regulations, processes, the actions of the private sector. Three, interfacing with other relinquent federal agencies with the Homeland Security mission to assist the impact of these agencies' actions on the private sector. 116 SAT.2144. Number four, creating and managing private sector and advisory councils composed of representatives of industries and associations designated to the secretary to alpha, advise the secretary on private sector production, applications, and situations that may relate to homeland security challenges, and B, to avoid the Secretary of Homeland Security policies, regulations, processes, and the actions that affect the particular industries and associations. Five, working with the federal laboratories, federally funded researchers and development centers, other federal funded organizations, academia, and the private sector to develop and enter voices appropriate to address the homeland security challenges, to produce and deploy the best available technology for the homeland security mission. Six, promoting existing public and private partnerships to develop new public and private partnerships to provide for the collaboration and the mutual support of addressing homeland security challenges. Seven, assisting in the development and promoting the private sector by practicing to secure critical infrastructure. Golf. Standard policy. All standard activities of the department should be conducted in accordance with Section 12 Delta of the National Technology Transfer Advancement Act of 1995, 15 U.S. Code 272 notes, and the Office of Management and Budget Curricular, Alpha-119. This is 6 Uniform Code 13113, Section 103. Other officers. Alpha, Deputy Secretary, Undersecretary. There are the following officers appointed to the President by which the advice and the consideration of the Senate. One, the Deputy Secretary of the Homeland Security, who shall be Secretary's first assistant for providing the subchapter 3 of Chapter 33 of the Title 5 Uniform Code State Code. An Undersecretary of Information and Analysis and Infrastructure Protection. Three, an Undersecretary for Science and Technology. Four, an Undersecretary for Borders and Transportation. Five, an Undersecretary for the for Emergency Preparedness and Response. Six, the Director of the Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration System. Seven, an Undersecretary of Management. Eight, not more than 12 assistant secretaries. Nine, a general counsel who shall be the chief legal officer of the department. B, an attorney, inspector general. There is an inspector general who shall provide an appointment to be provision in the Section 3 Alpha in the Inspector General Act of 1978. Charlie, the Commandant of the Coast Guard, to assist with Homeland Security in prevention of the security function. This is the Commandant of the Coast Guard who shall be appointed at the provision of Section 44 of Title 14 United States Code and who shall report directly to the Secretary. In addition of such duties as many to be provided in this act and assist in the Commandant by the Secretary. The duties of the Commandant shall include those required by Section 2 of Title 14 United States Code. the other officers to assist the secretary in providing performances of the secretary's function. Thus, are information, one, a director of the Secret Service, two, the chief information officer, three, the chief human capital officer, four, the chief financial officer, five, an officer of the civil rights and civil liberties. Echo, performance of the specific function. Subject to provisions of this act, every officer of the department shall perform the function specifically by law for the official officer and prescribed by the secretary. Now we're going to jump in. I'm going to leave this at this, and I will. I tell you, I love reading things like this because it's so informational for me. It gives you an understanding of what's going on. So let me start closing with this, okay? So this is the Department of Defense. This is coming from their budget from the president of 2009, and it came out. I found it, and it's a 5-page document that is on a PDF file. It says the president's 2009 budget will support the national defense function, Americans' troops, prepare the forces for developing capability of meeting current and future threats, care for all volunteer forces, whom wounded soldiers and their families, and the final one is fortify infrastructures of 21st century. Supporting the national defense, funding Americans' troops, support American readiness, $515.4 billion to the Department of Defense base budget for nearly 70% of the increase over the 2001. Fundings will ensure that a high level of the military readiness is sustained and ready to in regular warfare capabilities. I'm going to skip over. Make sure I say this because it's for those military families. This is important. Responding to the evolving threats and to support the soldier, the service member, and their families. Number two, under this secretary, the supporting system is to provide resources for the global war on terror. $70.0 billion as an emergency allowance to support the activities related to the global war on terror includes 2009. The administration will request an additional funding once the specific needs of our troops are known better. Okay, and this is preparing the force and developing the capabilities to meet the current future. Grows the force to $20.5 billion to continue effects to increase the size of the active army to 547,400, and the military corps to 202,000. This amount increases the cost of the additional forces as well as the equipment, training, and the facilities. Continue to reorganize the Army. Supports the Army's transformation from a divisional centered force to a module force composed of two flexible and self-sustainable fighting units in the increase of the mobility and the combat power. Maintaining the nation's military skills and operational readiness, $159.7 billion to support the daily operational needs of the department, maintain combat readiness and training standards, and support recruiting and retention effects. Continue to enhance specific operations, $5.7 billion of the United States Operation Command, and continue to train and equip its forces to respond to future requirements to address a wider spectrum of possible threats. The strengthening of the National Guard and the Reserve, $49.1 billion to recruit, train, equip, sustain National Guard Reserve units that provide critical military capacity both at home and abroad. To create an AFRICOM, $385 million to establish a new command strengthening the Africa government. Institutions and... Oh, my God. I'm laughing. I'm sorry for laughing because it's very, this is very serious, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know it's very serious. I giggled because this AFRICOM thing, whew, Lord, if y'all only knew. So, and the organization and the fostering of the environment of the security and peace, building partnership capabilities, $750 million to support allies as they develop and improve their capabilities to provide for their defense and contributions to the global fight against terrorism. Recapitalization against aircraft fleets, $17.3 billion to continue to modify our nation's tactical air cruise flights, developing and pursuing fighter aircraft for the Air Force, Navy, and the Marine Corps to counter potential threats, to continue to invest in the aerial refueling and the cargo airlift flights, fleets that provide critical support in a wide range of military and other national activities. Improving technology to support our troops. $7.5 billion to support the Army and the Marine Corps effects to provide suitability, capability, modern tactical vehicles, and vehicle armor to entitled forces. $12.7 billion to continue to permit the transformation of warships such as the first CVN-21 aircraft carrier, Virginia-class submarines, and the DDG-1000 destroyer. $1.8 billion to continue development and the procurement of the major undermining aerial vehicles to conduct wide varieties of combat and military-supported missions, thereby significantly reducing the risk of U.S. forces. $496 million to combat improvement implement devices through the attack of the terrorist location defeating devices and train the forces. Maintaining the leadership in space, $10.7 billion to invest in funds to build a robust, secure, and protected space-based compatibility, which involves advanced communication and early warning and navigation satellites require resulting in significant contributions both to military readiness and to the nation's economic growth. Enhanced missile defense, $10.4 billion to continue development testing field missile defense systems to protect America, its allies, and the deployed forces. Strengthening the intelligence and the security capability. Under this, they say they funds a military intelligence operation to provide strategic, developmental, and technical information that the Secretary of Defense and the military commanders need to defend America in its interest. Funds for counterintelligence activities protect United States forces by espionage and terror against both the home and abroad. Increased funds by $300 million to improve security of United States networks and protect the defense, including the information. Caring, this is a new topic, caring for all volunteer forces of wounded warriors and their families. Compensation servicemen, 3.4% pay raise for military personnel, bringing the total base pay increase from 2001 about to 37%. Provide high-quality medical care to $42.8 billion in resources and including $10 billion in mandatory funding of the Defense Health Program, overall doubling in 2001 level to ensure that the brave volunteers who serve our country get a high quality of medical care that they deserve, sustained health systems to the Alliance of Military Health Care premiums and co-pay for retirees under the age of 65 with general health insurance plans to ensure stability of high-quality healthcare systems for the military while protecting unnecessary trade-off with critical military capabilities. Care for wounded soldiers. Continue to implement recommendation made by the President's Commission on Care for Americans Returning for Wounded Soldiers. Support servicemen and their family provide the activities such as family support groups and family care programs for military dependents. The DOD is committed to providing military families with the quality of life that is considerable with the service, and recognizes that the strength of our soldiers is reinforced by the strength of our families. Strengthening the infrastructure in 21st century. Size infrastructure are required. $1.1 billion for the DOD to continue its effect to shift the military infrastructure to the future to recognize, responded by the base realignment and closure commitments. Adjustment global posture. $649 million for new bases that will continue to shift defense posture from the legendary Cold War relationships to now the overseas new structures that provide more structure flexibility. Support readiness and environmental protection. $40 million for readiness and environmental protection initiative, which has provided over 48,000 acres around the military bases to date. Improved housing for the retired veterans. Beginning at $76 million major dormitoriums renovated at the Washington Armed Forces Retirement Home, and continue to rebuild the Gulfport home in Mississippi. This is another section. It's just major savings and reform. The first one is in the efforts of using the resources effective DOD provides the streamline and sophistication of the adequation system to provide the lasting solutions for predicating performance in the cost and scheduling control, reducing the time to decision-making aligns with the skills of the workforce, providing the centers of excellence, and even improving the levels of cost supported by warfighters. Since 2001, the department has removed two brutal regimes, reduced terrorism, safe havens, and captured and killed terrorists. I want to get to something that's, they said they continue to maintain and sustain the initial missile defense system to provide to America and its allies and friends in development. It said delivers the aid to millions affected by the national disasters of home and abroad, converting over 31,000 military positions. Civilian positions, resulting in the sustaining of the military forces and ensuring all military personnel prepare for military essential activities, establishing the National Security Personnel System, now serving 330,000 civilian employees to a flexible and responsible 21st century national security workforce, eliminating via privatization of military over 90%, and my computer's starting to freeze up. I've got 90 seconds. Listen, I thank you for listening to my show tonight. I mean, I know it was a lot to digest, and it will be a week of the digesting that we need to get out. I want to be very thorough. So the next time you see me, the next time you hear from me, I should be hearing you sound off. Have a good night and God bless. Good night.